threats, challenges, and vulnerabilities continue for all of the security leaders on a daily basis. So certainly not the way anyone wanted an Ariana Grande concert to end. When we look at confined space protection, we're talking about those densely populated areas where large groups of fans congregate, whether that's on the ingress. In this particular case, it was on the egress as fans and patrons were exiting the venue.
I know that a lot of talk uses phrases like hard targets and soft targets. How can you protect them? Because this particular bomber decided not to try to get into the venue.
That's correct, and that's a terrific question. And obviously, you know, intelligence gathering is very, very important in terms of preventing specific attacks. No one, unfortunately, bats a thousand in the security industry, but certainly having effective communications between contracted law enforcement working within the space as well as venue staff, whether that be guest services, security, everyone speaking the same language. And a lot of this has to do with, obviously, the integration of technology, which would include responsible social media monitoring, understanding the demographics of the crowd that is going to be attracted to your particular venue. In this case, we're looking at Ariana Grande and understanding that many in the audience were mothers and daughters, which was a specific ISIS target. So there was certainly reconnaissance done on ISIS, being that they claim responsibility for this tragic event. And we certainly have to prepare our staff to react in times of crisis, know how to lead people to safety, and also integrate that analysis along with proactive risk mitigation training for those entrusted with duty of care within the space.
All right, so we go to a football game, for example, here in North Texas. How far out, though, can you take that perimeter and still have people having a good time and going to a ball game?
Certainly, that's what the terrorists in this particular case realized, was that it was an exterior perimeter, which I've spoken about quite frequently, which is a softer target. So to your point, obviously, metal arches and bag checks and hand wanding is very, very important to harden that target on the ingress. But certainly when fans are exiting, we have to think about those exterior perimeters, those entertainment zones that are closely aligned with mass transportation hubs. Again, that is many people gathering in many different, you know, in an isolated area as they're exiting the venue. So it's finding that balance between having situational awareness with the ownership groups pushing out the message responsibly on social media in terms of what are the accepted, tolerated behaviors for the fans. And it's the fans buying into, you know, their own personal situational awareness that if something doesn't, you know, appear right, you know, share that information with venue staff, law enforcement, to kind of look into that situation to mitigate any potential risk.